Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, listen, the summer heat is definitely here, and I'm sure many of you are either getting the barbecue ready or thinking about it ahead of the weekend. And who better than to talk us through it all? Chef Nevin Maguire is here. Hello, Nevin.
Good morning. How are you? And the sun is shining.
I know. You've been busy.
Yeah, I have lots of lovely products and ingredients to talk about and tips and tricks. And I think for me, barbecues, they're such a lovely informal get-together. Thing is not to overcomplicate them. Don't give too much choice. Just enjoy the whole experience with your family and friends.
Don't give them too much choice.
I think so.
Great way to start, isn't it?
Well, I just think just a really nice piece of steak, burger, you know, some sausages, you know, and then some. We've lots of wee ideas here, like little skewers. We'll talk about the dressings and preheat your barbecue. You know, a couple of simple tips. Like, I use a gas barbecue, so I'm not an expert, but I love barbecuing for my family and friends.
So some people are, you know, they're very particular about using the coals, but you think the gas is fine to use.
It's very convenient. It's just a lot more, less hassle. People say, oh, you're a bit of a bluffer, but it's still delicious. I don't care.
It still tastes lovely, right?
It does. It really does.
Now, prep is the key, isn't it? And getting a couple of things ready before
Absolutely.
You start.
I think dressings, we're talking about butters too, that can be made ahead because they can make a break, like lots of things. We're talking about the butters first. This is a sun-dried tomato butter. So you get sun-dried tomatoes, you blend it with some butter. There's some lovely fresh herbs and I've rolled them in some cling film. Claire, that'll keep for about 3 weeks in your fridge. And also you can freeze it up to 2 or 3 months. Baked potato over a piece of steak. I like serving it with this nice little salmon, which we'll come to in a few minutes. It's just a lovely little recipe for a flavoured butter. When we think of butter, we think of garlic butter, which is lovely with fresh garlic, some lemon, a little bit of parsley, some beautiful Irish butter. But to make this is gorgeous.
And so you're just using it very simply on your cooked steak, just melt it
That's
over
exactly.
It.
It's a finishing. It's a finishing lovely. Kind of, not a sauce, but a wee dressing. I forgot to mention I have smoked paprika, which I really like. You could use cayenne if you want a little bit of spice into, or harissa. Because a lot of more people get more adventurous now with different spices. But the butter is the key. You can make it ahead and roll it and then have it all in the fridge and just slice it and place it onto your meat.
Listen, let's start with what you have on the plate there. I see prawns on skewers and salmon then wrapped with some asparagus and parma ham. Do you want to tell us a bit about
it? It's kind of like a surf and turf. So this is kind of like a salmon. You could use some trout. You could use monkfish. So what I've done, Claire, is just you pinbone your fish or get your fishmonger to do that. Skin on. A little bit of parma ham. These are the asparagus because they're in season at the minute. So they're just in boiling water for about 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So they're not fully cooked. Then I wrap it with 2 sheets of parma ham. You could use serrano ham. I've used rosemary. I didn't have dill or fennel, but you could use that, which probably would be better, but just a lovely bit of fresh herb. And that'll cook in about 8 to 10 minutes. You're going to get it lovely and golden crispy on the barbecue.
Can I ask you, and I should say to people that you can watch this live on the RTE news channel.
Like a cookery demo.
Online. Absolutely. And all of the recipes, by the way, that Nevin is talking about, all of them, there are loads of them up on our website, rte.ie/todaycb. What was I going to ask you about the salmon? Are you putting it directly onto the barbecue?
Absolutely.
So well, I'm scared now of doing that in case it all breaks up.
No, really good point. And so salmon is good because it's like a firm fish, but also with the parma ham, you want to get that nice and crispy. So I drizzle that with a tiny little bit of oil and give it a really good kind of sear in a hot barbecue. So have your barbecue nice and hot. These can be made ahead 2 or 3 days in your fridge. Just a wee tip with any meats or anything that you're doing on the barbecue, take them out 30 minutes before you're going to cook them. So I would assemble these kept them in the fridge on a hot barbecue, a little bit of oil, and you know, give them a good maybe 5 minutes in each side, and you'll get them beautiful and golden brown, and especially with that lovely crisp parma.
We won't be scraping them off now.
No, you won't. No, I promise you won't. I promise you. This actually, because we do this in the cookery school, so we do it for our summer barbecue and entertaining, and this is always so popular. And what I love about it is that lovely crisp parma ham. Now you can brush it with a dressing, sun-dried tomato pesto, but that's optional if you want to, or a little bit of just a flavoured oil. But there's enough flavour in that with a nice salad is gorgeous. Now you asked about this chorizo and prawns. It's a classic combination in Spain and across Europe, and this is a beautiful Irish made chorizo from Corndale, and these are some raw prawns. So you can have these on little skewers, and there's something about lovely about kind of not finger food, but kind of food that on skewers is just so tasty. With the bamboo skewers, you've got to soak them in cold water for 20 minutes or they'll burn in your barbecue. Okay,
we don't want that.
You've been warned. And so bring them to room temperature and they'll cook very quickly. The prawns are raw, they're deveined, okay, there's no shells, nothing like that, and you can use the Dublin Bay prawns. I like these like Atlantic prawns, which are lovely.
Well, they're
so
fine big prawns, but they're nice, aren't they? But they need to be if you're threading them onto the skewers.
And this is something you can do and get your kids to help. You could do this with monkfish, that lovely chorizo, lovely smokiness in that. Now that's already cooked, so all you're doing is heating that up and you're just cooking the prawns. They'll be done in about 10 or 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. And brush them with a little bit of oil so you keep them really, really nice and moist, juicy. Squeeze the lemon juice, a lovely salad, and it's just so
tasty. You're happy enough that they bring their own own flavour, that you're not sort of putting anything onto them, really, are you?
I don't think so. Well, you could, actually. Really interesting, because I did make a dressing. Peri-peri is all in now. And of course, with my Portuguese food trails, I'm a big fan of it with chicken. But I've seen it served with prawns, which they use it a lot. So I have a dressing and I've given you the recipe for that. And it's just some roasted peppers. There's quite a citrusy dressing with some lemon. There's garlic in that. Lots of lovely fresh herbs in that. A little touch of sugar and cayenne pepper, which is a bit of a kick. So it's a bit of a spicy dressing.
So you
dressing.
Just drizzle that over.
Exactly. At the end. It's kind of like a finishing dressing. Or what I like to do when you're barbecuing anything like this, brush them at the end with the dressing. So it kind of just warms it up gently and it's just so nice for teeth. So
and what's that Asian marinade I see there in front of you?
I make this at least once a month at home. And I always don't make that quantity, but I made extra because I made extra for the family too. They have to be fed too. And Conor Lizzie, you love this. So it's Chinese five spice. There's soya sauce. There's a little bit of hoisin sauce, which is really interesting. I use some lime zest and juice and some honey. And I mix that all together in the dressing. You can put sesame seeds. I don't. But it's a dressing that will keep for weeks and weeks in your fridge. So it is. So
and throw it over
ginger.
Chicken.
Exactly. Or marinate it. The key into marinating, if you get those little mini fillets, marinate them for about maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. Don't marinate them overnight. The reason why, with soya sauce, is going to dry out your chicken. So even if you're using a chicken breast or what we call a pallet. A pallet is a chicken breast that's opened out and it's going to cook quicker in your barbecue. So you can pour this dressing over. And I love Chinese five spice, Claire. It's beautiful in a stir fry. This is kind of like a multi kind of dressing. Uh-huh. It can be put into salads, but as a finishing dressing and a marinade, it's gorgeous.
Do we have to be careful about using lemon juice, fresh lemon juice in a marinade? Does that cook the chicken
a little bit? It does, and that's why don't leave it too long. I mean, like, you know, you could brush this over, like if you're going to do a spatchcock chicken, which is kind of a boned out chicken, which is gorgeous, cooked in a barbecue, but it takes longer to cook. I usually put these with the little mini fillets, and if you leave it too long in the marinade with lemon or lime juice, it will actually start to cook it, you're right.
We had a microbiologist on the programme during the week warning us about the dangers of the barbecue, you know, just to be careful health-wise. And she was saying a lot of what she does is cook things in the oven and just sear them off then on the barbecue.
Well, I'll be honest with you, if it's on the bone, like if it's chicken thighs or if it's a full chicken, you know, they definitely do take longer. I've given you a recipe for a butterfly leg of lamb, which is gorgeous in the barbecue. You can finish in the oven, but I think you can still do it from start to finish if you bring it to room temperature. And it means that it's boned and raw, not boned, it is boned out, but it's flat and it's marinated with yogurt, some lovely curry spices, turmeric. Lamb is a great little meat because you have a little bit of marbling and fat through that. And I think just it takes about an hour to cook now, so you might have to wrap it in tin foil because you don't want to cremate it. That's what
I have somebody asking about cremation here. This seems basic, but how do I cook the chicken without burning it on the outside? Yeah. I don't want to have to pre-cook them. So that's all about controlling the temperature, which why the gas barbecue is the one,
just
really.
More, and it just if you're kind of like a novice and you're just a little bit nervous, I mean, like, I'm no expert, as I say, but I use the gas barbecue. Obviously, the centre grills is where there's going to be hotter, bring them out to the side. You don't have to keep moving it. You know, a lot of them have grills above, so if it's overcooking, you can actually place it on top. The key is, as I said, use the little mini fillets, chicken breast, open it out into a little pallet. Like, that's delicious, serve with that butter. You know, for me, steaks, I'll tell you, my favourite steak is the ribeye steak. I love it on a barbecue. And just a simple marinade for your listeners is just some rapeseed oil, some lovely Irish rapeseed oil, a little bit of garlic, crush the garlic, a little bit of thyme or rosemary, and just put that
and
over
that's
your
it.
Steak. That's it. Just simple. You don't have to overcomplicate it because the meat should be the star of the show. This is a beautiful cut and it's the hanger steak, which is gorgeous. I love this.
A quick fry hanger steak.
And it has to be cooked rare.
Okay.
So it's a really, really kind of a lean and kind of like a tender cut, but it's one of these kind of secondary cuts, which is full of flavour.
Do you know what I did during the week? And you know how I don't like chicken thighs. I have an awful set against them, right? But I got the ones that are boned and have the skin removed, marinated them, and they cooked so nicely on the barbecue because they're thin.
Are you converted?
I think. They were lovely.
Well done.
They were really nice and they cooked quickly, which is what I like. Because you know what you were saying about the fillet can be a little bit thick on the barbecue.
It can dry out too.
It can dry out. Yeah. So and the bit of fat as well in the chicken thigh. So I'm converted.
You're proud. I'm proud of you.
Delighted with myself.
It's a great cut, and especially as you made a good point, like they're once they're boneless, and if the fat is removed or the skin, should I say, removed, you know, they will cook very quickly. So they will, and it'll work really well in any of these dressings here. Really well.
Okay. Well, give us another one now. Beef satay with pickled cucumber. Like the sound of that.
See, this could be done. I was kind of thinking, not all barbecue. It could be like even if you're having a roast chicken. This is a beautiful dressing. So it is, and I like to serve it warm. So satay originates in Indonesia, Thailand, Bali, that part of the world, and I love
Hold that up there so we can see it on the camera if people are watching.
So there's coconut milk in there, and there's sweet chilli sauce, crunchy peanut butter, which I really like the texture of that, and then we put a little bit of brown sugar, soya sauce, ginger.
You do that as well with leftover turkey at Christmas, don't you?
I just think it's a great all year round, and the key into this, I'm licking my lips, is the lovely lime to finish it. I think that is crucial.
You need that because it's very sweet otherwise, isn't it?
And you don't want it too sweet. And this is a lovely one. Obviously, if you have a nut allergy, you leave it out, but the crunchy peanut butter is crucial.
And I can guarantee you, in a house with children, that is just lashed down. Not a bit left. They absolutely love it, don't they?
Big time. So if you've leftover roast chicken, shred it, nice bit of cod salad, bit of grated carrot, this over the top of it is gorgeous. Even with your chicken skewers or your chicken thighs that you said, this is so delicious. And it'll keep for about a week in your fridge.
And pickled cucumber, because there's loads of cucumber out at the moment. We're in the season, aren't we?
Yeah, and I mean, like, really, it's kind of like 2 to 1. So it's 2 vinegar to 1 sugar. You know, you can put in kind of like aromatics like star anise, ginger. I don't, just vinegar, white wine vinegar, by the way. And I use some caster sugar. Mix that in a little jar, something like that. Slice your cucumber, pour it over, and it's just going to transform.
Do you keep the seeds in the cucumber?
Yeah, you could. I mean, you can remove them because they get a little bit watery too. You can also. What I really like pickling too, Claire, is some red onion. It's delicious. So it is. And just gives a lovely kind of a lift and freshness over kind of grilled meats and also in salads that they are. So a lot of people are growing cucumbers too.
Now,
so
a lot of people ask about, I know we have done the salmon, we've done the prawns, but cooking fish on the barbecue can be tricky.
Like it can. You know, I mean, like a firm fish, like as I said, salmon is good because a nice natural oil in it. Trout is really good. Monkfish is excellent, but it's expensive. And the prawns, like
hake. Monkfish is like having steak, isn't it?
It's one of my favourites. Honest to God, if you're lucky enough to get monkfish cheeks, which is absolutely glorious, so it is. There's a lovely firmness in them and they're a nice little bite size, like a little chicken nugget, to be honest with you. But they're gorgeous. So maybe the fish like hake or cod would just break away and kind of you get very frustrated in that. You know, if you wanted to do that, you could wrap any of these fish in that and then start them in the barbecue and wrap them in tin foil just to finish them off that they're not going to fall apart. I'm not talking about the salmon, just the hake or the cod would work really well because they're plentiful.
A bit of tin foil.
Yeah, just to keep it together.
And a bit of what inside to flavour it.
Definitely a bit of butter.
Butter,
yeah.
Bit of lemon?
Lemon, of course, lemon. Always finish with lemon, you're right.
Now, what have you got for the vegetarians?
The vegetarians, I'm talking about a nice little kind of like a large breakfast mushroom, like a grilled mushroom on a barbecue. Red onion marmalade, which I like. So slice some red onions, a little bit of vinegar, sugar, balsamic vinegar. So that's nice and kind of sweet and sour. And then with the mushrooms that are on, we're going to put a little bit of thyme, sprinkle some goat's cheese and wilt some spinach. How do we wilt it? Just in a little sauté pan, just cook it down quickly, put it into the centre of the mushroom, crumble in some goat's cheese or some feta. You know, Centola is a gorgeous Irish goat's cheese, or Arzalla, all them are beautiful. Crumble that over and then you put the spinach, the goat's cheese, and there you have a lovely kind of like a mushroom burger, a vegetarian burger, gorgeous. Which is beautiful.
Lovely. Yeah. You have a burger as well that you're making and you're putting breadcrumbs into it, which confused me a little bit because I thought, how does that work on the barbecue? But it does.
Well, it does. I mean, the breadcrumbs are soaked in buttermilk, which is interesting. So it's a recipe in one of my older books and it's very, very tasty. But I put barbecue sauce into it. So there's a lovely Irish company called Full On Foods who make really lovely products. The soy and ginger sauce that I use a lot at home, the sweet chilli sauce, and they use this barbecue, make this barbecue sauce. A couple of tablespoons of that into nice mince, about maybe 10% fat. So don't go for really lean mince. That's really important.
Yeah,
soak your breadcrumbs, and I'm using some sourdough breadcrumbs or some regular breadcrumbs and buttermilk, and then add in. There's no egg in this recipe, by the way. And you mix it all together and then just be careful with your homemade burgers because the thicker they are, they're going to take longer to cook. So I would make them, shape them and put them in the fridge, let them rest, take them out 20 minutes and onto the barbecue and see what the barbecue sauce in it. It's going to caramelise and get a lovely kind of a smoky flavour. It's really tasty.
Delicious.
Yum.
And what's the buttermilk's job in that?
Keeps it really moist. So it does. Softens the breadcrumbs, first of all, which is important. Keeps it really moist, and that's why you don't need an egg. And there's like an enzyme in buttermilk that keeps food, especially when you're doing, you know, the buttermilk brine turkey or chicken.
Oh, sure, you're mad about the buttermilk.
I know, I love it. But I think it's great. I think it's a great ingredient. So it is. And it does give a little bit of acidity and flavour, but it gives really, really, keeps it really tender and soft and moist.
Now, will we move on to the dessert? Because I can't take my eyes off the key lime pie beside you there.
You know,
it's great.
I make this regularly because, I mean, we used to have a barbecue. It's my mum and dad's anniversary, like blessing the graves over the summer. So we all get together. I always do this dessert. And I'm using hobnob biscuits.
You blend them. So we can see it, okay, and we'll have a little look at it.
So this is it here. So the hobnobs are blended in the food processor, melted with a little bit of butter.
Hobnobs?
Yeah. Nice bit of oaty kind of texture in that. You can use ginger nuts too if you want to, but I like the hobnobs. So you line them and you put them into the oven at about 180, and then the mixture is so easy. You 2 cans of condensed milk. You use about 6 limes. Now I put plenty of limes into this.
The juice of the limes.
And zest both. About 3 passion fruit, Claire, and about 3 egg yolks. That mixes in, goes into your kind of baked off tart case, and then that goes in for about 15-20 minutes, no longer, and that will keep for 3 to 4 days, and then finished it just when I came in here with some whipped cream, a little bit of lemon or lime zest and some passion fruit and some of Pat Clark's beautiful Irish strawberries, which are the best.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about strawberries for a minute, because I think fresh strawberries are great. You can eat them straight out of the pot. But little bit of lemon juice and a little bit of sugar. Let them soak all that in for a while, and they're even better, aren't they?
Look at that.
That's
look
fabulous.
Now, these are, I'm actually with this producer tomorrow. He supplies us in the restaurant, Pat Clark. He's one of my food heroes, and his strawberries are absolutely incredible.
Where is he? Is
Mullen
he down
Centenary?
The south?
Stamullen. Yeah, okay. So in County Meath. And he's growing strawberries for over 50 years. And this has been the earliest in 50 years that he's ever had strawberries. Like, they're all hand-picked.
Well, they've had a great season, the strawberry growers. We had them on talking about it. Like,
great.
They've had a couple of runs at it, I think, this year, because the weather's been so good.
Nothing beats Irish strawberries. I remember doing some programs and we got them in from Egypt or wherever they were, Ethiopia, and they looked beautiful, but they were tasteless. These are so gorgeous. I'm with you. I love lemon. I love lemon zest. I love lemon. And you could do this. Sometimes what I do is chop up the strawberries. Actually, I have a little dish here, which I've actually poured on some balsamic vinegar. It's like a little compote. So I have it here, some strawberries and some raspberries.
Oh yeah, bring that up so we can see it there. Look.
And it's a lovely little compote for other dessert that I've given you. I'll be dying to taste this. Some lovely blueberries, and we've actually poached
in there,
them.
Strawberries.
So strawberries, balsamic. Some apple juice, a little bit of balsamic, some vanilla, and we pour that over the fruits. It's like a little.
You can eat it, Nevin, if you want. I'll just keep talking. Yeah, you talk away.
I love this.
See, now we'll just make it uncomfortable for Nevin, and won't talk while he's enjoying it.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so delicious, and the fact that you can make it ahead, it'll keep, and it's lovely with yogurt for breakfast. But another dessert I want to tell you, I think I've mentioned on your show before, the lemon posset.
Oh yes,
with passion fruit.
Yes.
It's definitely the easiest dessert. We make it as a wee pre-dessert in the restaurant, but in the cookery school, the guests love it. So it's double cream. Okay, with some lemon juice, sugar. There's no eggs in this, which is fantastic. And it's a really lovely creamy dessert. So you can see all the lovely passion fruit there, Claire.
Oh yeah, in the bottom.
And vanilla goes into that too. And it's a reaction of lemon juice and cream. And just for quality control, just to make sure it's all edible, I want to show you this.
I think
so
it's
delicious.
A great idea if you try that there as well.
Oh my God. It's so delicious.
You enjoy your own food. It's great.
That's the problem. Too much, but it's absolutely gorgeous. And I love the acidity in that. The lemon juice gives that a passion fruit is a wee bit different. And that's a dessert that will keep for 3 or 4 days in your fridge with some of those beautiful Irish
strawberries. I'd be tempted to put the berries with that. Now, that's probably overkill,
no,
is it?
No, not
Can
at all.
Can I do that?
And then I would serve a little bit of shortbread, some beautiful Irish butter shortbread, which for a bit of texture.
Did you bring the shortbread with you,
It's in the boot of the car. I'll get it.
Will you go out and get it? Because I'm not leaving this place until I get that now. The posset and the berries and the shortbread.
Oh,
can't wait.
I love it.
Nevin, thanks so much. We're going to have lovely barbecues over the weekend.
Enjoy the good weather.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the weather for it. Why not wheel out the barbecue and do some of those recipes? And a reminder again, they're all up on our website, rte.ie/todayCB. I think we've got 15 recipes from you now.
Loads
up there.
No.
Loads of recipes for you to be getting on with over the weekend. Nevin, thank you so much.
As always. Thanks, Claire.